Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show. Starring me, Dakota, of course. My name's in the title of the show. But, anyways, I hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Mine is good. Before I get to the reacting part, let me show everybody what's going on in the rest of the world. Sherry's had a few things she's been dealing with this month, so that's why we haven't really done an episode, which it's all good. As soon as we're going to be back on schedule starting next month, so as soon as next month comes around, guys, you're going to see Wilson Awards, listen to Wilson Awards left and right, so be on the lookout for that, or be on the listen for that, be on the hear out for that. I don't know. Anyway, be prepared for that, guys. But till then, I'm going to do some Dakota Reacts, I'm going to do a few of my other shows, and then I got a few special guests that want to come on this week and next week just to come on, so I'm a little excited, and that'd be pretty cool to do all that. And like I said, I hope everybody's having a great Monday. And yeah, so without any further ado, let's get to the react part of this video. Hold on 1 second. All right. Now, before I react to this video, because I've seen the trailer a couple of times, and I'm super excited about this movie coming out. I liked the first one when I was a kid that came out. The second one I can do without. Any of the other ones after that are just like the cartoon ones and stuff, I never really got into. The games I loved playing as a kid, the 90s, man. You gotta love the fun, violent video games back then. Mortal Kombat was one of them. So. But the Mortal Kombat movies were awesome. Well, the first one was good. The second one was the games were awesome. The cartoons, there was a couple different ones, if I remember right. The cartoon, I remember watching it when I was a kid. I was young, so I couldn't exactly tell you how great it was. From a kid's standpoint, it was cool, seeing the characters I've been playing on video games and stuff, on the screen. That's cool, but I couldn't really just, give an opinion of the show because I don't really remember a lot of it. Then, let's see, I'm trying to think of what else. And then they made a bunch of other games. Then, years stuff back, they made that new Mortal Kombat game, which, from what I saw of it, was freaking cool as shit. So that's pretty chill. But, this right here is Mortal Kombat. I guess it is called Mortal Kombat. It's a reboot of the first ones, but I think they're doing this more based off the newer games, if that makes sense. So, who knows the real stories and everything behind it. And then, when I first heard that there's going to be a Mortal Kombat 2021, I heard about this movie coming out, I want to say last year sometime. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, I can't wait. I started looking stuff up online, and then I came across these trailers for this, what I thought was going to be this movie, but it turns out that it wasn't, that there was this, I guess, either some fan-made trailers, or maybe they had planned at that time to make this movie, and then, something happened, so they switched it all up. But if you guys ever just want to check out the Mortal Kombat trailers online for, I forget what the site was, but anyways, they're worth checking out. It tells a cool little story, because they do, it's more than just one trailer. They do, a trailer for Scorpion. They do, a trailer for Sub-Zero, stuff like that. So it's worth checking out just to see it. Now, without further ado, let's get into this. This is the trailer for Mortal Kombat 2021, which is going to be a new one coming out, I think, in April. So let's just jump right into it, then.
About this 7 years ago.
All right, let me set the scene a little bit. The voice you hear talking, the girl you hear talking about is Sonya, or Sonya Blade, and she's kind of narrating. She is talking to another character here, but the character she's talking to, because I guess I've seen the trailer a few times, I guess he's the original character for this movie, because he's not in any of the games that I know of. He's not in nothing else I know of from Mortal Kombat. But there's a character named Cole in this movie, which I think is going to be like the, from our point of view character, you know? That way they don't have to explain everything to us all crazy, like they can explain shit to him and he did it, you know? So that's going to be our, I think, our introduction of it all. But then, but with, the trailer starts off, it shows these soldiers, which is Sonya and her team going into a building that is just, there's icicles everywhere, and it's like a, you know, this looks like a, you know, just icicles everywhere, and it looks just kind of like a frozen cave looking thing, but, anyways, we'll, go from here.
On a mission in Brazil?
Not showing Jack going after the, going after Sub-Zero.
When we got there, it's close to our unit in seconds.
Alright, now, it just showed Jax going up to Sub-Zero, pointing his gun at him. Sub-Zero freezes his gun, then grabs him by the arms and freezes his arms so they fall off. So in this version of the of Mortal Kombat, or the movies you're going with now, Jax lost his arms because of Sub-Zero. Which, you know, that's a pretty cool way, no pun intended there, to... you know, to remake it, they could have did something stupid where, hey, he was in a car wreck and lost his arms or, you know, something like that. But that, you know, that's pretty chill. Once again, no pun intended. That, you know, that's how they're doing it. So, that's going to be pretty cool. Now, the person who's saying that to is this Cole guy I was telling you about. No idea who he's supposed to be. I've heard rumors from other little sites that I've checked out that he's supposed to be, like, some kind of great-great-great-great-great-grandchild of, like, Scorpion or Sub-Zero or some kind of reincarnated thing. It's, I don't know. But what it's showing is he's showing them this birthmark, supposedly, he was born with, which is the Mortal Kombat logo, you know, the circle with the dragon and everything. See, now it's showing, like, as Sonya's telling the story here, it's showing, like, Scorpion before he was Scorpion. So, I have a feeling that either the beginning of this movie or, you know, like, through this movie, we see his backstory. So I'm thinking it's going to be more of, like, a Scorpion backstory type of thing than it's going to be just, you know, about all the characters and everything like that. So they're probably going to try to build it up for... like how the Avengers did in, like, 20 movies from now. You'll get the big baddie versus the team of good guys here. But till then, you're going to see a couple characters, you know, like Scorpion, Sub-Zero, their backstories, and you'll probably see Sonya's and Jax. And I haven't seen Johnny Cage yet in this, and I've heard other people say they don't think he's going to be in this movie or something, which what I think they're going to end up doing, and this is just my own honest opinion about it, is I think what they're going to do is, because they're wanting to set it up for this to be a series of movies. So at the end of this, you know how nowadays people do, like, the post-credit scenes and everything? What I think they're going to do is I think they'll name-drop Johnny Cage through the movie somehow. You know, like, even if it's just, like, they turn on the TV and they're like, oh, there's the movie star Johnny Cage doing an interview or something. I think they'll name-drop him somehow through the movie, and then in the post-credit, like, they'll do, like, a post-credit scene, you know, like, mid-credit scene or something. And that's when they'll have, like, Johnny Cage being introduced to him, or, you know, somebody tricking Johnny Cage into going to fight in the next tournament, or, you know, something of that nature is what I figured. And then the next movie would be, like, you know, Johnny Cage and da-da-da. But that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying that's not, I think, going to happen. But, yes, the version of Scorpion in this movie before he's Scorpion is still pretty badass, guys. So it's worth checking out. Oh, and it don't seem like Kano is just a straight bad guy in this movie, guys. He's working with Sonya and all them, so either he betrayed them, and, you know, or he's a bad guy, but not a bad guy. He's like an anti-hero or something, and ends up saving the world or some shit. You know how they do shit nowadays. But the rest of the movie looks freaking chill. Looks badass from the previews. We got Luke Cage doing that dragon fire thing he does. Sub-Zero over here freezing, stabbing people and freezing their blood as he stabs them and stabbing them with that. I think it's going to be a pretty good movie. Can't wait to hear everybody else's opinions of it. So, but yeah, I think it's going to be a great movie. Can't wait to hear everybody else's opinions. And yeah, so if you guys have any opinions on the movie, feel free to write me, let me know what you think. Put it in our comments on here, put it on my Facebook page, whatever, you know, Twitter and all that nonsense. And if you're, you know, maybe we can all have a discussion about it and stuff, and, you know, do what normal adults do nowadays. All right, guys. Like I said, I just want to do a little short, quick episode tonight. You know, and be on the lookout for Worst in the World. We're going to start heavy next month with a bunch of episodes. Till then, you're going to get these and a few other just short episodes from me. I got some special guests lined up this week, so hopefully that still works out with them. I think I got two or three lined up, so we'll see what happens. And, yeah, everybody just have a great night, and hope everybody enjoyed their Monday, and try to enjoy their Tuesday and Wednesday and the rest of the week, and, yeah, everybody just have a great night. Smoke 'em if you got 'em, drink 'em if you want to.